an update from Syria now. A trip to a rebel-held section in the north of the country that is crowded with Syrians in exile. Some fled violence that came to their towns. Others were sent there by the regime as it clears other parts of Syria of its opponents. Turkey tightly controls its border to these northern provinces. NPR's Ruth Sherlock recently gained rare access to cross inside, and she found a place so isolated from the rest of Syria that it feels like a different country.
After we cross into northern Syria, we're met by a man with a neatly clipped beard and a shaven head. He tells me only his first name.
Afwan, is this Shuzmak? Ibrahim.
Ibrahim was a tailor before the war. Now he commands a rebel militia, and he takes us to places where he almost died in battle.
You show us the location.
We reach a roundabout, overlooked by buildings that are torn apart by shrapnel.
They were standing here, and the car came from that side.
It was an ISIS car?
Yeah.
Ibrahim says he saw 15 of his comrades die in the car bomb that day. For several hours, he drives us along the border region in Syria. There's lots of the debris you'll find all over the country, flattened buildings and broken power lines. But this area still bustles with life.
Along the central road, little homemade shops have been set up selling fans and some food. You can smell grilling meat.
The Syrian government has retaken control of most of the country, but this border strip is firmly under a rebel administration. That's partly with the help of Turkey. The flag that flies at the border crossing with Turkey is not the national Syrian flag, but the green, white and black emblem adopted by the opposition. Ibrahim's car radio plays songs that celebrate the rebel Free Syrian Army. And rebels in smart uniforms check IDs outside every town.
Passing through a checkpoint.
This rural area, where swallows dive and play above the long grass, is now also home to hundreds of thousands of people who fled other towns in Syria as the regime retook them. We arrive at a refugee camp that's run by Turkey's aid agency. Staff hand out supplies, food, diapers, medicines to new arrivals who wait in line. We step inside a tent and meet Abu Faisal, an ill man who lies on a thin, grubby mattress. He was a fighter in the town of Douma, near the capital Damascus, and says he's sick from the apparent chemical attack there in April. He takes a breath from his inhaler. He says his wife is among those disappeared into the regime's notoriously brutal jails. And almost everyone he knows, he says, has a similar story, and then breaks down into tears as he tells us. I ask Abu Faisal about the future, and does he think it's inevitable that Assad will ultimately retake this area too? No, he says. His fight may be over, but he's raising his children to hate Bashar al-Assad. So, he says, there will be another generation to continue the war. Ruth Sherlock, NPR News, Northern Syria.